All right. There are all kinds of wearables. Is anybody wearing a wearable, like a shirt that tells you things about how fast you run or how you're performing? Any elite athletes out there that have that kind of thing? There we have one. You look like an elite athlete. so everybody has wearables these days, right? Well, they're going to become more and more a part of the workplace. You can have smartwatches, smart glasses, exoskeletons, think Avatar or think Iron Man suit, microchips. And companies do these things. They create additional wearables so that you can improve productivity or safety or for a particular company purpose. But all of these things generate data, and the data can be processed, it can be analyzed, and it can be used in employee decision-making. Of course, privacy issues abound when you start monitoring people all day long, the kinds of things that Jason was talking about. And the privacy issues are only going to get worse. PricewaterhouseCoopers did a study that by 2020, next year, there will be 75 million wearables in the workplace in the United States. That is a ton of wearables. And I'm not talking about your particular watch. I'm talking about the kinds of things that employers can be monitoring. Hitachi created a wearable for their manufacturing line. They already had smart glasses and they had armbands, but they created an additional smart badge, kind of like the sociometric badge that Weber created for Bank of America. And it monitors the employees 50 times a day, actually 50 times a second. Checking out what's going on with them. It's checking out whether they're sitting or standing or typing at their desk. And it's actually, they came up with an algorithm measuring how happy the employee is. Because a happy employee, Hitachi knows, is a more productive employee. So by measuring happiness, they're able to make recommendations through this badge. Why don't you get up and go for a walk and get some coffee? It might make you happier. That doesn't say that, but that's it offers suggestions of what you might do. This data that this algorithm was created from was created after a million days worth of data from 10 different organizations. And what Hitachi found is that their organizations, their units that actually use this happiness badge are more productive by like 27%.
For those of you that may be wondering how they measure happiness, again, we go deeper in the paper, but the baseline idea is if you wear the badge for, say, 2 to 3 months, it becomes normalized, you forget it's there. It gets a baseline of your voice level in different situations, and so it comes to understand, this is what your voice sounds like when it's stressed, this is what your voice sounds like when it's relaxed, this is what it sounds like when you're angry, and so on and so forth, and it creates a profile unique to you. And once it has that profile, it can then start trying to correlate when you're around these people, you register these emotions. And then that, in turn, can be used to try to figure out how to organize teams. And so it's not magic. There is some science behind it, although anyone who knows how algorithms work, at a certain level, they're a black box. We know what goes in. We know what comes out. We're not always sure what goes on in between.
And so I'm going to speed up a little bit because I've got 8 minutes to go through several more slides. Or 7 minutes to go through several more slides. Tesco is a grocery store. They operate full supermarkets in Ireland, and they have a thing called they have employees wear armbands in their warehouse. They have this huge warehouse that's pictured there that's 9 miles long when you look at all the 87 rows that they have, and they have 111 bays. They, in real time, monitor what's going on with each individual employees using their wristbands. By monitoring this and normalizing it and figuring out how things are going, they were able to make improvements and reduce their headcount in that particular facility by 18%, which was substantial savings. Amazon has a patent application for a wristband that also tracks warehouse employees. They haven't implemented it yet, but in the article that addresses this, and all these articles are really good, I recommend them to you. They're all cited in the paper. But that one will not only monitor where you are in the Amazon warehouse, but what you're doing with your hands and where you picked up this product and put it over here. And if you picked up the product and put it in the wrong place, it will buzz you to say you're making a mistake. So not only is it a way of monitoring, but it's also a way of giving direction. And it's a way that Amazon is, you know, they're continuing to grow and grow and grow and have, I think last year they hired like 100,000 people, many of them in these warehouses. Last year, they also had an NLRB response in regard to a labor action in the Northeast, where they filed an NLRB response that was very revealing in terms of the things that we're talking about here. And they had a system that tracks productivity. It's not the wristband that I talked about, but it's a system that they used for discipline and for productivity at a particular warehouse. And this system, based on the way they work, automatically generates warnings to the employees, and it even automatically terminates employees. It generates a termination notice. You are not being productive. Here's your email. You have a warning. Here's your next email. This is your final warning. And that over a 12-month period, if you don't get that warning within 14 days of it happening, it doesn't count, thank goodness. But you're still getting these automatic warnings being generated by a machine because you're not being productive enough.